You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
One in the morning when the mood started shifting, all the night moves coming out. Conversation you could do without, you bought it there. She's got her finger in her mouth, and you know what that's about. Don't have to tell you what you already know. If you've got something to uphold, you don't let the devil leave you low. You're dynamite, and I know you think you might, but don't leave yourself tonight.
Don't come back to the party, everybody
thinks they know you.
Don't go back to the party, put your body
on the line.
Don't go back to the party, everybody
thinks they know you.
Don't go back to the party,
put
your body
on the line. One in a million, and a long way from home. I can hear your poor heart beating on the dark end of your phone. I get scared of that. You're holding on to a feeling long forgotten by the people all around you. It hurts to fall on frozen ground. I know you, and that day is gonna come when you be losing, losing.
Don't come back to the party, everybody
thinks they know you. They know you.
Don't go back to the party, put somebody
on the line. Don't go back to the party, don't go back to the party, no. Don't go back to the party, don't go back to the party, no. Back to the party, don't go back to the party, no.
That is Don't Go Back by Marlon Williams, who was on the line. Kia ora, Marlon, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, Rachel. I am very, very, very well.
I am very pleased to hear that. Congratulations on your collection of nominations at the Aotearoa Music Awards this year. That track is up for Single of the Year. My Boy is up for Album of the Year. You're up for Best Solo Artist. And then Tom Healy and Alex Corbett are both being recognised for Best Engineer for their work on My Boy as well. That's a pretty good collection of nominations. You must be feeling pretty proud.
I'm stoked. I'm stoked. I'm definitely proud of the engineers, and I'm very honoured as ever whenever these things happen. I'm very honoured.
It's a nice way, I feel, because for people who may be thinking this album came out slightly more than a year ago, there's been a hiatus on the Aotearoa Music Awards. So there's quite a nice thing where albums that have come out in the last kind of 18 months are being recognised, which is really awesome. And I think a nice way to celebrate a record like My Boy, which had a really cool team behind it and came out of a really interesting time for you, Marlon. How are you feeling when you reflect on this record now?
Yeah, it feels like a while ago now that it came out, but which is kind of nice because I've got a little bit of space from it, so I can sort of I can love it a little bit again. You know, sometimes yeah. You need a little bit of time to appreciate things. So I'm happy for it.
It's a nice thing, because I feel like you release it, or you record it, you release it, that's quite intense, and then you tour it, which is its own kind of intensity. So having a wee bit of space and coming back to it must be quite a different perspective on it. When you've had a chance to embody those songs, like you know, did some amazing, massive shows celebrating this record, does it change your relationship to them at all? Do you feel like you get new things out of them?
Yeah, it does, and I think that's one of the best parts about touring, is that you feel the music shift underneath you and in front of an audience. You know, it's these songs are kids that like to show off and in different ways. So I really get a lot of kickback from watching them grow in the eyes of others and in the ears of others.
Yeah, totally. And we've talked about this before, but this was kind of your pandemic record in many ways, because it came out of, you know, things you were thinking about in that isolation period, which is an interesting thing because you're such a consummate collaborator as well, Marlon. So having that kind of quite solitary time for thinking through these songs is maybe a different way of working for you. And then getting to bring your band in and getting to bring your team in when you're taking it live must be quite different as well. Nice to celebrate it with them, I'd imagine, now.
Totally, you know, it's a good opportunity to sort of reflect on that, on the period of lockdown. You know, it kind of in a lot of ways feels like a distant memory, but you know, it's sort of a good marker of time, I guess. Listening back.
What's been your focus since you've finished touring? How have you kind of shifted your attention creatively?
I've been up to a lot. I've been making a new record. I'm actually in the middle right now of judging the Play It Strange Youth Town songwriting competition, which has been really exciting. I've just spent the last couple of days listening to a whole bunch of incredible music by like years 9 to 11. So I'm feeling very inspired and buoyed by the wealth of talent of teenagers that we've got in this country.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's such a privilege to get to listen to those tracks. Have you been kind of surprised by the sounds that people have been exploring?
Totally. I've been surprised by the sound, the oral worlds and also just the diversity and the sort of maturity of subject matter that's going on there. You know, kids are writing really incredible very pointed and very very specific songs and with a lot of elegance and it's making me feel real good about the future.
That's so cool. What a special thing to be involved with the album. I won't, you know, get you to reveal all your secrets, Marlon, don't worry, but with the album that you've been working on, how have you found the process, because now that we are out of lockdown and it is back to big quote marks around normal, but it's back to kind of more traditional ways of writing and recording and collaborating with people. How have you found the process of writing since releasing My Boy?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I've leaned into that fact for sure. It's, you know, I've worked with a co-writer on all these songs, and I've been working, you know, and I recorded it with my band, The Airbenders. And it was definitely, it leaned into the spirit of being able to be back in the same room. I think it feels like a very sort of a together and sort of joyous record, hopefully, for that reason.
I'm excited to hear it. It's going to be really special. You've also been, I saw you popped up on stage with Delaney in some of his shows as well. Must be nice to also be able to get back out there and celebrate your friends' music as well. How have you been enjoying, seeing something like Delaney's record roll out?
I think it's a really special record. You know, I went along to the show to the release show and the Art Centre on Saturday, and you know, I'm very proud to have like had a small part in helping him make that record. But I think for Delaney, it's a singular record. It's a real testament to that same spirit of collaboration and openness. You know, Delaney's sort of renowned for being a one-man band and for doing a lot of pushing from himself, but he really opened his world up and let people in, and I think it's a really beautiful record for that fact. So I'm very proud of him.
It is a pretty special one, and nice to see it kind of come to life again. It feels like, yeah, it does feel like there's a really exciting wave happening at the moment of people putting out these projects that have really been in their hearts for a while. I also wanted to ask you about your collaboration with Billie Jean, because that's currently knocking around the BFM playlist and we're loving it. That must have been a nice studio space to get into. How did that connection with Billie Jean come about?
Yeah, well, Billie Jean's connected to Littleton, and so I've known her for a while, and but I didn't have a good sense of the depth of her talents until Chris Weathy, who co-produced it with her, brought me in and asked me to sing on that track, and it really blew me away. You know, that EP is an incredibly deep and rich and sophisticated EP, it's another thing that I'm super proud to have been part of, and I can't wait to see, hope, you know, to see it go out and tour and bring it to the wider world.
Absolutely. Well, looking forward to seeing what you've been cooking up for us, Marlon, when it's ready for us to receive. But happy that we've got this moment to celebrate My Boy again, because it is a brilliant record. If you just tuned in, we're chatting with Marlon Williams, of course, about a bunch of nominations he's got at the Aotearoa Music Awards, including Album of the Year for My Boy, Best Solo Artist, Single of the Year for Don't Go Back, and Best Engineers on the My Boy record, Tom Healy and Alex Corbett. Hey, thanks, Marlon. We'll let you get back to your morning and to listening to those great Play It Strange tracks. I'm quite envious of that, actually.
Oh, yeah. I'm having a great time. It's a fun job.
It is a fun job. Hey, we're going to listen to the title track from My Boy. You have a really nice rest of your morning, and we'll see you up here for the Music Awards on the 30th of May.
Thank you, Rachel. Nice to talk.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.